There is a something that seems to be a contradictory thing, and it is about centering. You are living in an uncertain world with much movement, and it has made centering a much more important thing than it is normally. But the peculiarity about it is that centering actually makes you lighter. And we think of centering as something that you must do, and it is in the ground. But the truth of it is, when your energy is in the center of your body and you can open your crown, you're going to be very light. And that will allow you to do a thing that is very important in these times, and that is to take things lightly. It is not a good time to attach to something. It is not a good time to say, it must be this way, or I am not going to play, or however that works for you. This is a time for using your centering to choose the things that actually work for you in your life, and to make that the most important thing about how you choose. Is this a thing that is like me? Is this a thing that works for me? We still, of course, are looking for service and for achievement and for accomplishment, but if it is not a match for that centering, then your life is going to become very heavy. And this is not a good time for heaviness, because the winds are blowing, but they are blowing in all of the directions. So they are not blowing away things from you that perhaps you would like to let go. They are just blowing. And so this is important. If you are centered in yourself, and if you are making your choices so that what you are choosing is consonant with who you are, it is, and it will blend with your energy, you will be fine. But if you are trying to create or make connections with something that really is not like you, this is not going to be fulfilling. It is going to be heavy. And much of what you can see now and can measure by is how heavy it is. When you feel yourself connected to some thought or behavior or pattern, and it is like this, wrong time. The world is not in a situation where you can afford to try to ground in something outside of yourself. That is not a workable way of being. And so that is what we want you to remember. And it is especially important to know that you are actually connecting yourself to power when you draw the universe in the times that we are in. That drawing in the universe will actually allow you lightness, not heaviness. So, let us begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head. Open the crown to receive it, and let it flow into your third eye to open it, into your throat, to monitor the communication that goes on inside of you as well as outside of you. So it should be as much as you can in the level of the gold, so that what you speak about yourself is in complete respect for who you really are. Feel the golden light fill your heart. and help it nurture the garden in your heart, so that what you are carrying and growing with thoughts and intentions is as beautiful as you want life to be. Feel the flow of that light into your solar plexus and allow it to displace all of the negative energy that may have come into your field or your life. Let it be moved out so that you can be light again. Let the golden light move to the second center, where it removes judgment and shame and all of the old patterns that tell you that the power for your life is outside when it is not at all. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Let the golden light begin to build the form of the root from which building happens. Construction of the life begins. And let it be construction in the golden light. With your exhale, release heaviness. With your inhale, take in light. Now feel your energy rise up through your body and leave through your open crown. And let it rise higher and come into the night sky. And see the illuminated path that is for you. And see the gates that open and allow you to step onto the path without work, without effort, but simply with the decision to move upward. See what is around the path that you are rising on. See what colors or symbols or things are around you that accompany you as you move toward the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to be with your teacher. Now know that the teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, receive the gift. The teacher who's come to be here with you, receive the teacher's blessing. Begin to come down the path again, breathing in the blessings of the path that are all around you. Come into the night sky and move around the sky as freely as you wish to do. Knowing love and respect for your own light in the universe of lights. Bring your consciousness to the room and to the circle in which you sit. And as a gift or a service, find a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.